Could you come through a horrific situation without being traumatized? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Marie Smith, whose car was picked up in a tornado and thrown to the other side of the highway with her in it.
Can you imagine? Oh my gosh.
Gosh.
And what's going to be great is how she's going to talk about not even having that effect of being traumatized. And gosh, I can't imagine. But I know that when you have a relationship with the Lord and you're walking in such faith, there's certain things that happen where you just know you're going to get through it. Mm. It's like all these things can come at you from left to right. But when you're walking in this supernatural favor or faith, you say, you know what? I know God's going to get me through this. I'm okay. It's this steadfastness. And I see it in a lot of people who have known the Lord for a long time. And it's like, wow, because they've been through a lot. So they know he will get them through to the other side.
Yeah, I think faith has very practical applications to our life because, you know, traumatic situations when they happened before Christ for me, they really rocked me. Mm. I had problems from traumatic situations that never went away. They crept up in my life later.
Yeah.
But when I came to know Christ, it was almost like a healing. Mm. But then when I went through other maybe traumatic situations, it wasn't traumatic.
Yeah, there was hope.
It just didn't have the same lethal sting to it. Do you know what I mean? And it's no wonder because there's verses in the Bible like this. It says it happens when you know Christ, but it says in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6, 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Now listen to this. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That means when you're giving all of your anxieties, fears, or even whatever situation you're going through, when you give it to God, God's peace will literally guard your heart and your mind, will guard your emotions. You will be guarded. It won't hit you the same way because the peace of God is like a shield to those who trust in him.
Mm, I like that. And the peace of God can come at any time in our lives as we seek him. And there's this supernatural peace that he gives us. And he even talks about it in the Bible, that God leaves us with his peace. Mm-hmm. And I think what's interesting about what you said is before you knew the Lord, those things shook you up. But the same for me, when someone in my family passed away, I didn't know what would happen if there was life after death. Now I have confidence that there is life after death and there's peace and there's someone I can go to and pray to, which is Jesus when I'm going through problems and he's there for me. And so we're going to hear right now from Marie Smith after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Elite Nails and Spa Towers and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Dreaming of a relaxing manicure, pedicure, and to die for nails? Make your dream a reality at Elite Nails and Spa, where they always take the time to leave you feeling sensational. Come see them at the corner of East Hamden and South Tower Road in Aurora, or call them at 303-955-7112. You'll get a 10% discount if you mention this radio ad. That's 303-955-7112.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakening.com. AwakeningTheNations.com. That's www.AwakeningTheNations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Marie Smith, and she's going to share with us how she was going through storms in her life, but she ended up in an actual storm in a tornado while driving. And so it's a miracle she's even alive. Let's welcome to the show, Marie. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So I understand that as a little girl, your father was a minister and you came to know the Lord at 8 years old. So you're raised in the church. You believed in God. But throughout life, we all go through hard times. And at this time in your life, as you got older, you were going through some hard things. and you were going through a storm yourself. Tell me a little bit about some of the emotions you were feeling through the storm of your life.
Well, I had been hurt quite badly at the time, and everything just seemed to be falling apart. And I was the mother of four children and trying to keep myself together and everything together. And the pain sometimes when you're hurt, when someone hurts you and you don't understand how to forgive right off the bat, that pain can just kind of eat at you. Mm-hmm. And this particular day, something came up that made it just really bad. Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready to go to work mm-hmm. at the time. And it was bad weather and it was early. And my husband came in and told me to be careful. There was a lot of tornadoes around. Mm-hmm. And I thought they would all be gone by the time I got there. And I just went on anyway. Mm-hmm. So I was traveling. And when I got to County Line Road, a tornado hit my car, and the rain was so heavy that I really couldn't see it. I had slowed way down and was in my right-hand lane. And when it hit my car, I had the most extreme experience and the awesomeness of the presence of Jesus Christ as he stepped into that car with me. I know Jesus was with me that day because I had no fear. I didn't even think about being afraid. I just knew that Jesus was with me. And I went across our two lanes, up the median. I don't know how many feet forward. They said it's somewhere around 65 feet. Well, when I got on the oncoming lane, I was high enough that I caught the top part of their car. He crushed into mine, and I felt my feet and legs just break. I heard the bones breaking. Oh. And every time my heart would beat, my blood would squirt out and hit the dashboard. Mm. And we went on across their lanes, and I was dropped by a billboard on the other side. Wow. I should have been dead, according to all of the police and everybody that saw the car.
Wow. You know, a lot of people who are in life storms or even a real storm like that, I mean, being picked up by a tornado, a lot of people you would think would be afraid, but right. It seems like fear didn't even cross your mind or you didn't have time to think about it. Was that because you had the presence of Jesus in your car right away?
Absolutely. I think I would have been scared to death otherwise, mm-hmm. but I knew he was there and I just trusted him.
Mm. So you didn't feel the pain of the brakes. You just heard your bones breaking. And I understand right. When you got to the hospital, you had like 26 different brakes. Can you tell me about that?
Actually, I had 16 breaks. I've had 26 surgeries.
Oh, wow.
Counting what they did there, the ones they did while I was in the hospital that time. My feet were so broken up and my knees were pulled loose or the cartilage and then was all stretched out real badly.
Mm. Did you think you'd ever walk again or?
No, the doctors told me I'd never walk. And, you know, at first it was just sort of a downer. And I thought, you know, I don't know if I can handle this because I was a young woman with four small children. And I just felt like, I don't think I can handle this. But as I thought about it and prayed about it before I left that hospital, I was saying, I am going to walk. And the doctor said, it's impossible. You can't. He said, you've got too many breaks and the bones are all messed up in too many ways. They said, the tissues are torn, the ligaments are all torn, and we're just going to order you a motorized wheelchair. Mm. And I said, no, get me a regular push wheelchair because I am going to walk again.
Wow.
And I meant it. And I thought, Jesus, you've got work for me to do. You've called me to a ministry, and I don't plan on not doing that ministry.
Wow.
That was the way I basically got through it, mm-hmm. was knowing that I was going to walk again.
You know, there's people who, they go through things, and they feel all hope is lost, and they go right. through storms, and here you were not only going through an emotional storm, but this physical storm.
Had in consequences.
That, in yeah. that moment when you felt Jesus' presence, how did that help you with your emotions that you were going through, the hurts and the pains from the things people had done to you in life? Did that change in that moment, or were you able to forgive more easily when you had that presence?
Oh, I didn't even think about it anymore. It just, from that time on, I was able to just deal with what I had to deal with and still love. And I prayed for forgiveness for them. And I prayed for God to help them. And when they were sick, I've been through different people that have hurt me during that time. I've asked God to help them and forgive them for what they did, because I know that unforgiveness would hurt me only.
Mm. Now, there are people who are going through a hard time right now. What would you say to someone who doesn't know if Jesus would be with them when they were alone? Do you think that he would if he called out to them? And what would you say to someone right now who's going through a hard time, or even has been through something where they have broken bones or they're in a hospital?
I would say, trust the Lord and just leave it all in his hands. The doctors can just do so much, but God can do so much more. And when we trust him completely and leave it to him, then he will make sure that you get the help you need. That's the main thing as far as the physical part. But as far as the emotional part, which actually the emotional trauma that I went through and that I was healed of, it disappeared when Jesus was in that car with me, and all I could say was, I love you, Jesus. All of my emotional pain seemed to just disappear. Mm-hmm. I never have had it again like I did then.
Right.
And I know that if anyone's going through a storm out there today, if your hearts are breaking or if you're physically hurting, I know that he said, don't be afraid. Perfect love casteth out all fear. And it's not our love that's perfect, but it's the love of Jesus Christ that's perfect. That's the perfect love that casts out my fear and yours when we let it. We don't want to turn him down when he's offering that kind of love and help.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say, I'm not going to let you go through trials and troubles. But he did say, I will walk through that storm with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that song that they sing now, that he'll give you peace in the midst of the storm, years ago it came out. I had that sweet peace, and I would not trade my experience for anything in the world.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful heart, your testimony of what Jesus did for you, and I know he'll do it for others as they call out to him. Thank you so much, Marie, for being with us. God bless you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Oh, God, we just thank you so much for just this story. You know, I think when people hear stories like this and they're like, you know, I don't think I could ever respond that way, or I don't know Jesus like that, where I would suddenly feel his presence in that situation, I would be mortified, terrified, is where I would be. But we can get to a point in our life when we're so close with the Lord Jesus Christ that in the face of danger, you can have peace.
Mm-hmm.
I sense that that word is for someone right now. Father, I'm praying for someone who is feeling like they're in danger, that in the midst of danger, you can have the peace of Almighty God that surpasses all understanding. Father, we're praying for that. Mm-hmm. For someone who's listening right now, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.